From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama has announced a new plan for missile defense in Europe. He's shelving designs the U.S. had planned to base in Poland and the Czech Republic. That's a reversal of the Bush administration's approach, and it's a move that's been welcomed in Russia, which bitterly opposed the old plan. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Let's start with what hasn't changed, the goal of a missile defense shield in Europe. President Obama said today it's still all about Iran.
President Bush was right that Iran's ballistic missile program poses a significant threat.
But Mr. Obama said the new system he signed off on will do a better job countering a threat that continues to evolve.
To put it simply, our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
So what does this new architecture look like? It scraps plans for ground-based interceptors in Poland and a radar system in the Czech Republic. Instead, the new approach relies on more mobile radar to detect missiles launched from Iran. And it would deploy sea-based interceptors on Aegis ships, capable of tracking more than 100 targets at a time. Later phases include upgraded land-based interceptors. At a Pentagon news conference, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said two key things have changed since 2006. That's when, as President Bush's defense secretary, he signed off on the plans for Poland and the Czech Republic. The first thing that's changed, Gates said, the intelligence.
The intelligence community now assesses that the threat from Iran's short and medium-range ballistic missiles, such as the Shahab-3, is developing more rapidly than previously projected.
Meanwhile, Iran has been slower to develop long-range missiles than the U.S. had expected. As the nature of the threat shifts, so should the U.S. strategy to counter it, Gates says. The second change, U.S. technology has improved. Secretary Gates.
Over the last few years, we have made great strides with missile defense, particularly in our ability to counter short and medium-range missiles.
Meaning the U.S. now has more options to counter any potential Iranian threat. But even as the Obama administration talked up the new plan, critics accused the White House of going soft on defense. Republican Senator John McCain slammed the move as seriously misguided. And here's John Boehner, the leader of the House Republicans.
This ill-advised decision does little more than empower Russia and Iran at the expense of our European allies.
And here we get to the heart of the matter, Russia. The Russians hated the old plan. They saw U.S. missile defense facilities in old Warsaw Pact countries as a threat to Russia's national security. The issue had poisoned U.S.-Russian relations at a time when the U.S. wants Russia's help in, among other things, curbing Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs denied that today's announcement was intended in any way to appease Russia.
This is not about Russia. This is about protecting our homeland.
And protecting U.S. allies and U.S. forces deployed overseas. But President Obama himself, in his brief 5-minute speech today on missile defense, managed to work in a reference to Russia and, as he put it,
our shared efforts to end Iran's illicit nuclear program.
So how will scrapping the plans for facilities in the Czech Republic and Poland play out in terms of securing Russian cooperation on Iran? The answer's not clear yet. Today, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev praised the U.S. decision as, quote, a responsible move. And he said he'll continue the dialogue on missile defense when he meets with President Obama in New York next week. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.